those drawings might be.
You have to promise not to freak out.
You're not an evil person just because you drew pictures.
Amber drew that?
What in the...
Sketch. In theaters August 6th. Get your tickets now at angel.com/sketch.
Why is it trending? Top news stories trending and why. All about Will Smith over the last few days. He issued a 5-minute, 45-second video apology to Chris Rock. I don't even want to call it a video apology. It was some kind of manufactured PR Q&A kind of weird thing going on.
I haven't even watched it. And to hear that is just incredibly disappointing on top of it. Where were you 5 months ago, man?
It's not even that. It's just the way he did it just seems so shady. It's like he's got this new movie coming out next year, Emancipation. I feel like he's got to do PR.
Well, of course he does.
Yeah.
Of course he does. They paid him $35 million.
But this is a clip from it, and this is what bothers me the most.
I've reached out to Chris. The message that came back is that he's not ready to talk, and when he is, he will reach out. Chris, I apologize to you. My behavior was unacceptable, and I'm here whenever you're ready to talk.
Get out of here.
That is shameful. I mean, honestly, that is the first word that comes to mind right there. For you to talk about the private messages that you're supposedly sending to Chris Rock and almost publicly shame him for not getting back to you.
It's so ridiculous.
That's really despicable.
It's not his position. Yeah, like, why does Chris Rock have to respond? Yeah. Why does he have to ever talk to you again?
That doesn't ever have to speak to you again, right? And you shouldn't even be speaking his name until he gives you permission to do so in the future. Seriously, like, it's wrong. Keep Chris Rock's name out your mouth, Will Smith. I mean, come on.
So Chris Rock is on tour right now. He's on a comedy tour, which FYI, doing really well since I just looked up tickets and they were over $300 a piece. And I was like, well, I guess I can't go see Chris Rock anytime soon. Anyway, so he had a show right after the apology was issued. Mm-hmm. And he didn't really reference it, but he said everybody's trying to be a victim. If everybody claims to be a victim, then nobody will hear the real victims.
Sure.
And it made a lot of sense to me because I just don't understand what does Will Smith want from this guy.
Yeah.
And I've got this theory always, and I know it sounds terrible when you say it out loud, but I'll forgive you, but I'm never going to forget.
Oh, I'm neither of those. Listen, I thought Will Smith was off his rocker before this, and I've always enjoyed his movies. It's sad to say, but him and his wife, I can't stand either of them. And the kids, truth. You know, at some point, it becomes too much. Sharing is great. You know, trying to heal and talk with people and learn from things is one thing. But you just, you know, when you've met somebody that's an oversharer, and that's that entire family. Just honestly, just zip it up for a little while.
Don't you think at this point they should just be like, you know what? We're not friends and it's going to be okay. And we don't have to coincide.
Yeah.
And we're both famous. So
it was a bad night.
Yeah, it was a bad night. And now we never have to talk to each other ever again.
No, it's going to keep on going.
Yeah, forever.
And it's boring and nobody believes you. That's the thing. And the more he speaks, the worse it gets.
Now, if this was 1987, we just put them both on Oprah and everything would be fine.
Well, that's what he's hoping for. That's what he wants. But Chris Rock ain't going to give that to him.
No,
and he doesn't have to.
Nope.
That's always kind of been her thing, right? Drawing?
You have to promise not to freak out.
Amber drew that?
She's working through some stuff.
You know, feelings aren't bad. When you get angry, sad, or scared, put it in here. Where it can't hurt anyone.
Here's the thing. Life is all about balancing the good and the bad.
I saw an eyeball with legs.
Every part of that was horrifying.
Sketch. In theaters August 6th. Get your tickets now at angel.com/sketch.